1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Lake Wazeecha and beyond, your news, talk, and sports is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Tom Foti in Washington. As he relaxes in Delaware this holiday weekend, President Biden remains hopeful of a deal soon with congressional Republicans that will allow the federal government to pay all of its bills and on time. In exchange, he's expected to agree to some spending cuts demanded by the other side.
$25 billion in Social Security checks are set to go out the door next Friday.
The American people deserve to know that the Social Security payments will be there.
President Biden has said default is not an option, while adding there are competing visions for what America's budget will look like. Congress has adjourned for the holiday weekend, but lawmakers could be called back to vote if a deal is reached.
CBS's Willie James Inman in Washington. Like the president, many Americans are on the go or will be.
I'm Jim Crisul in Wadesboro, North Carolina. The nation's roadways and airports are packed as a record number of Americans hit the road for the Memorial Day weekend. Gas prices are about $1 a gallon cheaper than a year ago. Shrugging his shoulders, Josh Nelson told me.
It's bad when you get excited when you see something under $3 a gallon. You know, right now, you know, anytime you see something under $3, it's like, all right, pull in and fill up whether I need it or not.
AAA predicts more than 40 million Americans will travel this long holiday weekend. Jim Crisula, CBS News, Wadesboro, North Carolina.
In Austin, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton is fighting the move by his fellow Republicans to have him be impeached.
They have denied me the opportunity to present the evidence which contradicts their politically motivated narrative, and they are showcasing their absolute contempt for the electoral process.
After years of allegations and investigations, the Texas State House now plans to vote on 20 articles of impeachment against Paxton during the day. If that carries, the issue of removing him goes to the Texas State Senate. On the Health Watch, the U.S. asking the World Health Organization for an emergency declaration over a deadly fungal outbreak.
According to a CDC official, the United States and Mexico have asked the WHO to consider a public health emergency of international concern after hundreds were potentially exposed to fungal infections through two clinics in Mexico that did mostly cosmetic surgeries. Early testing suggests that the current outbreak might be caused by the same kind of fungus, Fusarium solani, that caused another deadly outbreak from late last year elsewhere in Mexico. Nearly half of meningitis patients in that earlier outbreak died.
CBS's Alexander Tin. And then there's this. A hungry bear barged into the garage of a bakery in Avon, Connecticut. It gave several employees a major scare, then helped itself to 60 cupcakes before departing ahead of arriving police. Now, that's a good thing. The bear might have been charged with grand theft cupcake. This is CBS News.
Find your next great hire with Indeed. Their hiring platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Moments like seeing my son's team cheer him on mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
Allegiance to the flag.
This Memorial Day, pledge to do better. Pledge to remember the fallen. Pledge to honor our veterans. Pledge to make our country a better place to live. We, the member stations of Civic Media, join our voices in saluting those who have come before, those serving now, and those who have given everything to keep us free and truly be the land of
liberty and justice for all.
Thank you to Miss Miller's class at Howe Elementary in Wisconsin Rapids.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang.
They said, I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action. Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 40. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs level off around 78. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 46. Upper 70s Sunday. Warmer on Monday with highs in the mid 80s.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
Currently, it's 53.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest radio station ever. Locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Tell you, the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. It is the Thursday, Memorial Day, Friday Eve, happy hour. And I'm so happy to announce, Dom, that we'll be doing a rerun tomorrow. So woo-hoo! Now, well, the audience isn't woohoo. And what about those that got to work on Friday? You know, in a full capacity without the benefit of live Devil's Advocates. Well, here's the deal. This hour, we're going to air the grievances. Prematurely, Friday Eve style.
Got to get it out.
Got to get it out right now. 844-967-2789. This weekend, nothing but Spotted Cow, Leinen Kugels, and burgers and brats. Or veggie burgers, whatever it is you do.
Don't forget your Captain and Cokes, Curdy.
But Tom, I've got a grievance brought to us by the fine producing stylings of Aaron Zommers. Aaron, you found a local congressman turned folk hero, Glenn Grothman from Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. That's sort of the Fox Valley area. We play there on WISS and WGBW. I guess Gallagher is more Green Bay. But anyways, on to Grothman. Grothman apparently is bemoaning. He's got a grievance, Tom. White men just can't catch a break.
Oh, man. When are they going to catch a break?
To hear him say this aloud, I mean, this congressional testimony, is he on the floor of the Congress here?
Yes, he is. Making sure to stick up for the white guys.
So at least he's standing up for you, Wisconsin's white dudes that might be in the federal judiciary. It's about judges, and there ain't enough white dudes. Play it for the people, congressmen. You always make us proud, Glenn Grothman from the state of Wisconsin.
A study was done a little while ago on the federal judiciary. I wish we had these studies for all other appointments by the Biden administration. And apparently his first 2 years, President Biden had appointed 97 federal judges. Of the 97 federal judges, I was expecting maybe 25 or 30 were white guys, because I know President Biden wasn't heavy on appointing more white guys. 5 of the 97 judges were white guys. Of those, 2 were gay. So almost impossible for a white guy who's not gay, apparently, to get appointed here.
When can non-gay white guys catch a break in America? I'm not sure which category
Glenn Grothman puts himself in.
The federal judiciary is still largely white and male. As of 2022, 78% of Article III federal judges are white, while 70% are men, according to the American Bar Association. Only 4% of federal judges were black women.
That's far too many.
When are rich white people going to catch a break in this country?
Well, there's Congressman Glenn Grothman, one of Wisconsin's finest. Think he'll be out marching in a parade this weekend, shaking all the white male hands, Dom.
Shaking babies, kissing hands. Probably. Isn't that what they do?
Do you think he's a little bit racist?
I think he should be challenged. I think there should be someone running against him. Glenn Grothman. What an embarrassment.
Really?
Glenn Grothman? Glenn Grothman.
Well, I would point out.
Really, I had no idea, Crudy, until we started doing this show all those years ago. And I remember Glenn, we had some public hearing you and I went to right when we started out. And there's big, tall Glenn Grothman in the hallway. And we talked to him about whatever. I forget what the topic was at the time. But I thought to myself, man, this guy, you know, he's kind of like Ron Johnson. He's got this little twitch. Something's just not quite all together, perhaps socially with this cat. And so he'd come around here and there, but he's an odd duck. And of course, standing outside of abortion clinics and yelling at abortion, the things that he has said, wanting people want to work 7 days a week. This should be able to work, like those kinds of things that come out of his mouth. And of course, now this is, poor white men in the federal judiciary. I mean, 78% of the federal judges are white and 70% are men. I don't know that that's a accurate statistic to the entire population. You know what I mean? It seems a little heavy on the white male side, Glenn Grothman.
Wisconsin's sixth Dom starts in Mequon, runs up the freshwater coast up to like Manitowoc, and then cuts across, crosses 43, and then cuts south, and then goes over. Dips the south side of Lake Winnebago. So Fond du Lac is in Glenn's district. Is Appleton? I think Appleton might be. Nina looks like it is. Your lake house is in Glenn Grothman's district.
Yeah, Green Lake, yes. Run against Glenn for the love of God.
Well, declare yourself that your primary residence, and you could run against Glenn.
There we go.
Your youngest is graduating, right?
Yes.
You're an empty nester. You could make a move of convenience out to the lake house full time, Dom. So you could move on to Washington, D.C. and serve us from Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District. I want you to run for Alberta Darling seat. And you talked big off air, but then never really did anything about it. Prayed for a viable candidate. Like Jody Habish-Senekin, and she came close.
Oh, she was so close.
But you got a radio platform, dude. We could build you up for the next year and a half. We could make you look really good on the
radio.
Take
on Glenn.
Oh, compared to Glenn Grothman, you can't look good next to Glenn Grothman. Can you pledge not to say aloud on the House floor that you don't think there's enough white men serving in the judiciary? Would you make that pledge?
Not a gay white guy, you're not getting in the federal judiciary, according to Glenn Grothman. Oh, wow. All right. So grievances, 844-967-2789. I'm taking a little day off early tomorrow, so get your grievances in today. But I want to reiterate, and perhaps we get to some of the Trump stories today as well, the conviction and now the sentencing of the Oath Keepers, Stuart Rhodes. I know we mentioned this, want to get to a little detail on here. NBC News reporting that the founder, the head cheese, the one who brought everybody together and organized this Oath Keepers, because they're so down to keep their oaths and presumably what? To uphold the Constitution? Got sentenced to 18 years in the federal pen in connection with the January 6th attack. It's the longest sentence imposed on a January 6th defendant to date. In a politically charged speech in the courtroom before his sentencing, he called himself, Stuart Rhodes, called himself a political prisoner and said that when he talked about regime shames in a phone call with supporters earlier this week, he hopes that former President Donald Trump will win in 2024. Yeah, The judge disagreed that Rhodes had been locked up for politics, saying it was his actions that led to his criminal convictions. You, sir, present an ongoing threat and a peril to this country and to the Republic and to the very fabric of this democracy, the judge said before handing down the sentence. He was convicted of a seditious conspiracy in November, along with Kelly Meigs, a fellow Oath Keeper member, who was sentenced today also to 12 years in prison. They won't fear us until we come with rifles in hand, Rhodes wrote in a message ahead of the January 6th attack. After the attack, in a recording that was played in court during this trial, he said his only regret was they should have brought rifles. Wearing an orange jumpsuit on Thursday, Rhodes said he believed the only crime he committed was opposing those who are destroying our country. The judge told Rhodes that he was found guilty of seditious conspiracy, not because of your beliefs, not because you supported the other guy, not because Joe Biden is president right now, but because of the facts of the case and his actions before, during, and after January 6th. You are not a political prisoner, Mr. Rhodes. A couple other trials and convictions, well, some sentencing coming up as well. Rhodes took the stand in his case, saying the trial that the Oath members were stupid to storm the Capitol. He disagreed with those that went inside. Rhodes did not enter the building. Quote, I had no idea that any Oath Keeper was even thinking about going inside or would go inside. But the government also produced messages in which Rhodes said he thought that January 6th was the last opportunity to stop what he saw was a takeover of the government. Patriots, it was a long day, but a day when patriots began to stand. Stand now or kneel forever. Honor your oaths. Remember your legacy. 18 years, Stuart Rhodes, founder of the Oath Keepers. Good luck, pal.
Dominic, I've got a little bit of coverage on the Glenn Grothman, the reporting originally from the Daily Beast. Congressman Glenn Grothman, Republican from Wisconsin, 6 CD, is angry that President Joe Biden did name more straight white men to the federal judiciary in his first 2 years in office, so much so that he actually complained about it on the House floor this week. We played the bite. I was expecting maybe 25 or 30 were white guys, Grothman said. 5 of 97 judges were white guys. Of those, 2 were gay. So almost impossible for a white guy who's not gay, apparently, to get appointed here, according to the reporter Eric Ubelacher. The federal judiciary is still largely white male. 78% of Article 3 federal judges white. Dom, you reported some of this. 70% are men. So that's still a pretty big percentage. Just 4% of federal judges were black women. Biden, who has been confirming new judges at a rapid pace, has sought to increase the diversity of the judiciary. In addition to racial diversity, he has sought professional diversity, relying less on the traditional candidate pool, consisting largely of prosecutors and white shoe law partners, and naming attorneys who work in public advocacy law, and especially, God forbid, Dom, public defenders. Grothman, as the former president called him for a while, and I think he started calling himself that. Grothman, who was first elected in 14 and represents the East Central Wisconsin communities, including Winnebago, Sheboygan, and Fond du Lac, has a lengthy history of controversies. In 2017, Grothman demanded cuts to college aid because poor students were, in his words, spending too much money on goodies and electronics. In 18, he defended President Donald Trump, calling African-American countries assholes by saying it was no worse than former President Obama inviting Al Sharpton to the White House. And earlier this year, Grothman posted an image that showed his office contains a flag associated with the sect of Christian nationalists tied to the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol. That's our Glenn Grothman, more devils.
Hi, I'm Emily from Weikert Realtors Lake Point in Madison. Home ownership is a big deal, and so is taking the leap into the buying or selling of any property. The Weikert team gets that, and our job is to help you navigate the sales process and provide smooth sailing. You have questions? We have answers. You have worries? We have solutions. Let us open the door to your future home. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, 608-721-8002, 2045 Atwood Avenue. Find more info at weikert-lakepoint.com.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
The issue with Milwaukee schools, just not enough high-quality schools.
Weekdays 11 to 2.
You can talk about everything else. You can talk about the funding. You can talk about school choice and for it or against it. But there's not enough Hope Christian schools. There's not enough St. Marcus schools. There's not enough Kings. There's not enough Reagans. And until we fix that, Milwaukee public schools really isn't going to change.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Hey, Dan Kelly, you went around the state saying there had been fraud and the election should be overturned. You did that. You took $120,000 in pay from the Republican Party, not in a donation, pay. The most recent payment was in December, and we don't know if you're still being paid. And you've been endorsed by some of the biggest election deniers in the state. And you're shying to me with, I don't know how I'd rule. I know how you'd rule. I know how you'd rule.
Matt Flynn Direct, weekday afternoons from 3 until 4 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows dip down to about 41 overnight under mainly clear skies. Winds out of the northeast around 5 miles an hour. High of 73 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies and calm. Tomorrow night, lows level off around 48. A blend of clouds and sun Sunday with daytime highs approaching 76. 80 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Hite. Currently, it's 49
degrees. Kind of like going round and round on the floor at Waukesha Skateland. Except without the rental skates. Know what I mean? This is the Shaw. W-A-U-K.
Warning. Listening to the Devil's Advocates may expose you to opposing views.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, airing the grievances early today at 844-967-2789. Congressman Glenn Grothman, you are one of my grievances. Let's get to the phones. Jake from MKE, you are up. Welcome, Jake. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jake.
Yeah, I've been thinking about this for a while, but one of my grievances is like these Republican men and women throughout the rest of the state, they're just spineless. I mean, like, you're going to say, like, Robin Voss, like, hey, why don't you jump off this cliff and then just die, and then we'll win and everything will be good. And they're like, oh, okay, sure, Robin Voss. You know, I mean,
but
I
if,
know there's the
if
chance.
Republicans outstate don't do the will of the caucus master, the boss Voss, well, then the threat, of course, is he will primary them. He will end their political careers.
Yeah, but don't they have any, like, what's it called? Like, what do they call it?
Was character?
Pride, honor, something like that. I mean, like, really, like, you Green Bay guys who want to give money to the Green Bay Packers and all this other stuff. It's like, you know, Republicans, like, I mean, I know it's gerrymandering, but, I mean, you obviously can live with yourself being a spineless jellyfish. And jellyfish are way more, I have to say, evolutionary ahead of you guys because they've been living on this earth for much longer. I know because I've done evolutionary biology. But, it's just like, you know, I was
Jake,
thinking about
come
it.
Come on, man.
Like,
don't you know everything is 6,000 years old? God made the jellyfish 6,000 years old.
Don't try to blind us with science, Jake.
It's just really sad. It's like, you know, I mean, I'm a lefty, guys. Lefty more than most Democrats. And, you know, I have standards. And the standards are like, well, if you don't agree with it, you don't agree with it. That's why, Cudi, like, you know, there's a governor who probably hates your guts more than other Republicans. But you stand up for what you believe in. And Dom, do you even work? But that's cool. I want your life. anyways, I'm saying as
he does work, but he gives the appearance of a man that doesn't produce anything. He doesn't make anything.
Yeah,
he doesn't produce anything. Yet somehow he gets enriched for his efforts.
I know, and that's great. You know, but I know Dom. But Dom has, you know, standards and stuff. You know.
I have standards, Jake, but they're a little low. Have you met my college roommate? Hey, thanks for the call, Jake. Always appreciate it.
I don't think it's the governor that hates me. I think the governor's chief of staff hates me.
Oh, okay.
Let's leave her name out of it for now.
I am wealthy with friends, Jake. Thanks for the call. 844-967-2789, airing the grievances early on a Thursday.
You know why you don't have more money, Dom? Because you're not a politician into self-enriching. You know, it's getting pretty bad. The Attorney General of the state of Texas, Ken Paxton.
Yes, that's this guy.
This guy's been under federal indictment for like 4, 5, 6 years.
Right. And he's the Attorney General? Isn't that something to do with the law?
The reelected Attorney General of the state of Texas. Republican, if you didn't know. Shocker.
Right.
Well, here's the shocking part. The Republican-led House committee said Mr. Paxton's abuses of office rose to the level of possible crimes that warranted an impeachment vote. They're trying to impeach the Attorney General of Texas, and it's the Republicans impeaching a Republican AG, Dom. My God, that's a show of character.
How bad does it have to be for the Republicans on this committee to recommend that
he's pretty corrupt
be impeached? According to the New York Times, Curdy, the recommendation thrusts the state capitol and its Republican leadership into uncharted political territory in the waning days of the legislative session, setting the stage for the House to vote on impeachment, its first in decades and one of the few ever conducted in the state's history. If impeached, Paxton, who has been under a separate criminal indictment since 2015,
8 years.
My math says 8 years, Crudy, would be required to step down from his post temporarily while facing trial in the state Senate. There's really no precedent. We've really only had two impeachments under the Constitution of 1876, said Mark Jones, a professor of political science at Rice University. Before the vote, the committee met in an executive session outside of public view. Overturning elections begins behind closed doors. Paxton said on a post on Twitter that included a video of a lawyer from his office arguing against impeachment to reporters in a nearly empty committee room while the committee's deliberations were underway. He didn't get inside the room. Yeah, wow, it's got to be bad when the Republicans of Texas are contemplating or suggesting the Republican Attorney General from Texas be impeached. That's bad.
Dom, we've got some speculation. I've been messaged. How you actually make your living. It's being speculated. Does Dom live off the residuals from his past porn performance days?
my OnlyFans page? Is that what it is? OnlyFans? I don't know what the kids are doing these days.
844-967-2789. I just know when you sign up, he sends you back double green stamps. Nick from St. Paul. Welcome, Nick. What do you got for us?
Hi, Nick. Well, thank you, guys. I love you guys. I listen to you all the time when I'm making dinner in St. Paul.
Excellent.
And I just right
on. Thank you, Nick.
I wanted to lighten it up a little bit and tell you, you had a show where you were asking people what are the most memorable concerts you were at, and I have to share this one. I'm a sophomore in high school, and I'm going to a concert, a band that I really like, the Electric Prunes. Remember those guys?
I do not.
No, man.
But, Nick, if this story has a point, tell it quickly, sir. Quicker, Nick.
Okay.
Oh, he's saying it. Maybe we can have our producer look for the Electric Prunes on the way back.
Nick. Okay.
But unfortunately, anyway, we got to go to break, okay, man. Thanks for your call.
Hold on.
Listen, 844-967-2789.
Locally grown, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk.
When we got back from the Working Class Heroes radio tour, one of the things that people asked is, what'd you learn? As you're going through rural America, what'd you find? Found angry people, and angry for cause. But the sad reality is they've been fed decades of outrage candy, and they're angry at the wrong people. They're angry at their neighbors. They're not angry at the very wealthy where they should be. Be sure to tune in live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. across the Civic Media Radio Network, and have your voice heard.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time.
Ugh.
Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kids across America are going to school hungry. Millions of kids every day. Hungry kids get sick more often and can struggle in school. It can be harder for them to focus and learn. But one simple thing can help change all of this for a hungry child in America. Good healthy food and the energy it brings. With help from caring people across America, No Kid Hungry is providing healthy meals and hope to hungry kids so they can build better futures.
We want to ensure that all of our kids have healthy meals every day.
Thank you.
Thank you for helping feed our kids.
To learn more about ending child hunger in America, go to helpnokidhungry.org today.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Mainly clear skies overnight with a low of 40. Southeasterly winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs level off around 78. Tomorrow, sunny skies and calm. Partly cloudy tomorrow night. Lows dip down to about 46. Upper 70s Sunday. Warmer on Monday with highs in the mid 80s. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 53.
2003, 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturday and Sunday at 1 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app. You are
gone. Save the $2 on tomorrow's paper. Listen to the Devil's Advocates today.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. A Friday Eve. That makes it Thursday, but we're going to take off Friday in deference to the Memorial Day holiday. So where are the grievances right now? And Dom, you know we keep this show moving forward, but I'm breaking all the rules. Nick just had one little point he wanted to make. It's even a positive point, I understand. And you talked right over him, Dom. You gave him no opportunity. Now, I would have let Nick walk himself face first right into the hard break. That glass door would have slammed right on his head. But I'd have given him the opportunity to bloody his nose. So I'm breaking all the rules. He's back. Nick from St. Paul, listening on KTNF or stream or Alexa or something. But Nick, you had a point to make, my friend.
Wow, Crudy, thank you.
Yeah, okay. See, I'm the good one. You tell people that.
Good cop, bad. Okay. I'm playing bad cop, better cop.
Depot.
I'm sorry, Nick. Go ahead, man.
In downtown Minneapolis, Depot in downtown Minneapolis, they have 3 bands there. I go to see the Electric Prunes because I think the Electric Prunes are really cool, right? And I have no idea what the other two bands are. They happen to be Buffalo Springfield and Jefferson Airplane.
And I'm wow, dude. Like
a sophomore in high school. And I, hey, who else is playing? Some airplane thing and some Buffalo thing, whatever it is. And they just knocked my socks off. And the Electric Prunes sucked, of course. And
Nick, I've told the story on myself. I also chose poorly, like opening weekend of the Star Wars movie. I was having a birthday, and I instead opted for Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo.
Oh.
As a young child, my brother to this day has never forgiven the fact that we didn't see Star Wars for like 18 months after that.
I went to a Monkees concert wanting to hear the Monkees. Guess who the opening act was?
The Prunes?
Jimi Hendrix.
Oh, no kidding. For the Monkees?
Yes, yes. Jimi Hendrix opened twice for the Monkees, once in Seattle and once in Minneapolis. And then he was taken off the tour because he would, like, blew everybody away.
Yeah, I would think, Nick.
That's a hard act to follow, yeah, Nick.
Can you imagine, like, a lot of people went with their parents. You know, I went, you know, with some friends. I had a friend who could drive, but a lot of people went with their parents, and their parents were just like,
losing their mind, Nick.
Because this is 1967, just after Jimi Hendrix debuted at the Monterey Pop Festival. You know that film?
I am somewhat.
When he lit his guitar on fire.
About
why he lit his guitar on fire? Because
tripping?
They had there was a dispute between the Who and Jimi Hendrix in the hotel room before the concert, because they were trying to figure out who's going to follow who, because they were both kind of destructo acts, right? And they flipped the coin, and Jimi Hendrix lost, and that's why he lit his guitar on fire.
Sort of a take that. Hey, Nick, by the way, you talked about setting a guitar on fire. You also mentioned before the break you were cooking dinner. What's burning on the stove right now, man?
I'm grilling, some chicken kebabs.
You better turn them over, Nick.
Well, I haven't started it yet because I wanted to wait to talk to you before I did that.
Well, hey, in that regard,
tell you guys.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I just want to tell you guys that know that there's people like me out there that are listening to you guys that really appreciate you. You know, I'm in St. Paul, and I was turned on to you from AM 950, and but I just howl when I listen to you guys, and I'm making dinner, and you and Dom are just you're just great. So thanks.
But remember, Nick, Dom would have left you in that last segment, cast you by the side of the road. When you're flipping those chicken kebabs, you think Crudy's the good one.
Thank you, Nick. Very, very kind. We do appreciate it. You guys saw all the good bands. Kuchka Text, Kenny Loggins did a little stint in that band, the Electric Prunes.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah, back in the day. Yeah,
I'm all right.
That's right.
You know, there is some sad news out of Minneapolis. I don't know when we make this announcement, Tom, but they're losing us as a live product.
What?
Yeah, we're losing the 5 o'clock hour in Minneapolis, KTNF. And don't pick on Chad and our friends up there at KTNF. They're making policy because they got to do what's best for their individual radio station. Our friend Robert Pilot will take the 5 o'clock slot. Native Roots Radio, I'm awake because there's a lot of commercial support in the marketplace for the indigenous product. They do a hell of a job. I haven't ever heard it described as the greatest radio show ever.
Well, you know, there's only one of those, and that's this show.
But you're going to have to learn the streaming habits, and we're still going to play out during the evening hours, but not in the live segment.
Yeah,
gotcha. You know how it goes, man. You got to do what you got to do in programming.
I know this
better than anybody. I mean, I was a little forlorn for like 2 minutes, and then I'm like, oh, Chad, do what you got to do, man. You know, make your audience in Minneapolis happy. And just know, we'll be here when you need us.
If you love something, you just got to let it go. If it comes back, then it's true love, baby.
844-967-2789. Our pal, Robert Pilot, his product will be moving in our market. And I understand there are compromises being made by both products. He'll go to later in the evening, 10 o'clock. And Maggie Dawn will be introduced across the reintroduced across the Civic Media Network June 5th. Keep wanting to push it back till next year. It's happening soon. Summer rules,
real
man.
Real soon, man. June 5th coming. Like, it's like real soon.
Well, first we got to get through Memorial Day so Maggie can wear white, and then we'll introduce her on the radio. 844-967-2789. Won't happen tomorrow. We're taking off. You better call us today. Like Joan from Boaz. Welcome, Joan.
Oh, John.
John.
Hey, John.
It's John from Boaz, and thank you for the greatest radio show ever.
Well,
because we've had nothing like yours since I don't know when.
Since never, man. Greatest radio show ever means since never. You never had anything this great before, John. If we do bring it up in our own humble opinions.
I would like to say what my prediction is going to be. The Trump is going to win the politics. Then he's going to push the nuclear button. Or someone in the red countries are going to push the button first. And that's going to cause us to make it happen the second time, but bigger. Because he's so stupid.
He's so two-bit?
Stupid.
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 Stupid. He's two-bit and stupid, I would say, John.
John, I certainly, it's always a specter of destruction and chaos when we're talking about Trump. And I certainly hope that does not come to pass. But hopefully we have some, you know, Safe measures in place for a chaos agent like Trump, and thankfully he didn't get us into a war last time.
What, Mad Dog's coming out of retirement? What's your guardrails? If Trump got reelected, and you could say, and I would probably agree with you, oh, that's never going to happen. But that's what we said the first time around. And we dismissed the polling today from our pal, Charles Franklin, Marquette University Law School polling. Yesterday, he's a pollster extraordinaire in our happier happy hour. Today, he's dropping national polling that Joe Biden trails both Donald Trump and Ron DeSantis. Trails by a handful. Not in Wisconsin, but nationwide. Could happen.
That's pretty scary. Biden trails Trump by 5 percentage points, 52 to 47. And Biden trails DeSantis by 4, 52-48.
844-967-2789. Gordy.
Good news, Gordy, 1 second. Good news, margin of error, 3.7 points. Hey, Gordy.
Hey, Gordy.
Good news is Trump will never make it.
Never make it, what, back to the White House, to the Iowa caucuses?
He won't make it back to the White House.
No, but he's anyway, not the White House. He's going to the big house, baby.
Hey, let us hope so. That would be a fine day.
Maybe he's going to the greenhouse to buy some flowers and some some vegetables from Kopke's greenhouse in the Oregon area.
Hey, I want to make a little plug for our upcoming weekend here. We have a fundraiser we do every Memorial Day weekend for the Badger Honor Flight, which sends our veterans. Right now they're sending the Vietnam veterans to Washington, D.C. to visit the monuments. And we do a little fundraiser on Sunday where we auction off some planters. And all 3 days I'll be at the grill, so if people want to stop by and say hi, we'll be grilling up brats, hot dogs, and we got beer. Or no beer, excuse me. soda and chips. I'll be drinking the beer. And for whatever you want to donate, last year we had people donated $4,000 into our Brat Fund. And
wow, nice.
Between that and the auction, plant auction, we were able to send 27 of our heroes to Washington, D.C. And so stop out and see us. Even you, CJ, you're welcome to come out and put some money in the bucket.
Yeah, but what if he comes out, eats your brat, and then stiffs you, Gordy? Then what happens? Because he is CJ.
That would be a CJ move.
That would be a CJ move. A Gordy Kopke move is to do a fundraiser out of Kopke's greenhouse on behalf of the honor flights for the veterans out to D.C.
Yeah, very cool, Gordy.
Yeah, go see our pal, Gordy Kopke. Normally, he'd be up on the square here, but, of course, it's Memorial Day, and they do the fundraiser. I think I went out there 2 years ago, maybe before the year's starting to blend together, Don.
Oh, strange.
I know I've been out there, and Gordy was cooking brats. Brats.
Brats.
That is brats. Okay, we did this once before. On a Friday, I believe, going into one of our first Memorial Day shows, and we, lightened it up a little bit. We asked people, what are you cooking on the grill? Now, dude before was cooking chicken kebabs. You will never find those on my grill.
No,
I mean, maybe for the missus, but not for Crudy.
Oh, no.
I'm not eating no chicken.
Not thick enough for your heart, man. You got to get some red meat up there. And hey, and don't pull the Scott Walker. Was it Scott Walker? Someone did the meat and the chicken on the same kebab, right? That's bad.
Why is that bad? Are you cross-pollinating the salmonella?
Yeah, man, no, you don't, yes.
Unless exactly. You're cooking everything to overly done. Because the chicken's got to cook through, but I don't like my, my steak medium seared. That's not my favorite.
Yeah, what is your favorite?
Steak's got to be a little, steak. I'm going to put a steak on it.
Any particular cut? I mean, you look like a T-bone guy.
T-bone, T-bone. I think T-bone is the most underrated of all the steaks. T-bone is a flavorful steak. All you need to do is put some Lowry seasoning salt, put a T-bone on the grill, cook that bad boy up, and you got a nice steak going on there. I mean,
you're kind of a big fellow. You're more of a porterhouse guy, I would think.
Kurt. Oh, I like my porterhouses, yes.
Yeah.
But I'm, truth
ribeye?
Be known.
Ribeye? How about a ribeye?
Ribeye, a little fatty, even for fat Crudy. I mean, I like it.
That's why I thought you'd kill the ribeyes.
My son, I now have convinced him to go out and shop, and the other day brought home steaks for dinner. Sort of a non-good cut, like a fatty cut. And they seared them, but they were bright red in the middle. So, we cut them up, sort of a stroganoff style thing.
Throw them back in the pan.
Yeah, we figured it out. We worked it out. But it involved steak. It's what's for dinner.
Always does with you, Michael.
More Devils advocates, more of your phone calls. Air some grievances. You ain't going to have us to kick around on Friday. So you better do it right now, 844-96-PARTY.
Civic Media promised you something big to celebrate our new and still growing network of radio stations. When we announced the one-day $1 million advertising giveaway for Wisconsin businesses, you responded.
Just wanted to echo your sentiments about the advertising. That's really a cool deal and really remarkable.
$1 million of free advertising. Now, if you missed this chance to work with our team, go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. One of our local sales pros will get right back to you. Civicmedia.us and sponsorship.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
Yeah, I wanna go outside, I wanna be.
We're here.
Whoa, that was fast.
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Lows around 41. Overnight, under mainly clear skies, northeast winds around 5 miles an hour. Mainly sunny skies again tomorrow. Highs level off around 73. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow night. Lows around 48. Partly cloudy skies Sunday with daytime highs approaching 76. 80 Monday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 49 degrees.
Whether you're heading down Les Paul Parkway or fighting traffic on the interstates, this is the Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM. WAUK.
I would have gotten away with it, too, if it wasn't for those meddling devil's advocates.
Destination, monsieur. Monte Carlo.
And we are back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now at 844-967-2789. Air the grievances. I got one, Curdy. The Hill reporting. The House leaves town with no debt ceiling deal.
Well, it's Memorial Day weekend. They got something to grill.
Without a deal. Without a deal, man. I thought this is terrible. This is consequential. We're going to burn the economy, the whole world. Oh, let's go and hang out for 4 days and party. We'll get back to that next week. June 1st is like next week.
Aaron, I got to go back to the theme music coming back. Was that Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo, or was that like Bambi's mother for the steak reference?
Oh, no, it was Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo.
Yeah.
Right. Doesn't Bambi's father or mother or something get shot by a hunter?
Yeah, it's the mom. But, yeah, you know, I just thought I would maybe rub it in a little bit that the opening music for Herbie Goes to Monte Carlo is a little bit less iconic than the Star Wars theme.
Great point. I was just thinking that. I mean, until I heard Monte Carlo, I was like, what is this? John Williams of Star Wars, that cuts. I mean, what a glorious. I mean, I saw it in the theater like opening day. I mean, Star Wars, and I was so young. It was awesome, Curdy. I wish you could have been there.
Well, by the time I hit puberty, I did get to see Star Wars, but it was years later. Don't forget our boy Joe Clayfish. He does his show Raised in the Wisco. That goes off at 7 p.m. on Thursday evenings. He's been off hunting. I spent some time recently with Joel. You know, he's got the greatest office. Joel Clayfish, you know, his day job. Between the gator thing, you know, he's got a gator place down in Florida, gator hunting. You ever eat that gator? Good.
I've heard gator is good. I don't think I've ever had it, though.
Nor I. I got to be honest. And he's got like the gator skin briefcase. But between the gator hunts and the work on the Outdoor Network, and of course, his fine work here for Civic Media as the host of Raised in the Wisco, he's a lobbyist. And I went to his office. Yeah. He's right on Mifflin Street. Top of the building. He's got a balcony office thing. I said, dude, you could come out here and smoke weed. He's not our friend in that regard. You know what I mean? Sees things a little differently as a conservative. He said he smoked a few cigars out there. I said, invite me out and I'll break the place in for you, Joel.
Break it in for you, man. We'll get every room.
The whole window is full of the Wisconsin State Capitol. Like his entire view is the Capitol view.
That's a nice view, yeah.
Oh, it's glorious.
Any dead animals hanging on the wall?
Oh, yeah. He's got a Bambi hanging on the wall. He's a hunter-fisher sort.
Yeah, man. I know. I got it.
And all the political big game. He's got lots of pictures with him, like him and W. Because let's not forget, Joel was a state lawmaker in his own regard. And, you know, when the presidentials would come to town or people would be running a campaign, they'd come through and see the local dignitaries. And there's Joel. He's a little bit chubbier then. Chubby fella, younger.
Yeah. Okay. He's less chubby now, I guess.
Well, he doesn't drink. Fun, he doesn't drink anymore.
Maybe you should try that.
Yeah, maybe. It's Memorial Day weekend. It's not a time to set aside drinking.
Worry about that on Tuesday.
Real quick, as we talk about drinking, Dom, you know, for the very first time, and you and I have been going to DPW events. This will be my ninth consecutive Democratic Party convention.
Oh, wow, man.
Broadcast usually, but not always, because now they've shifted to a Saturday-Sunday event format. And I did talk to one of the fine staffers at the DPW, Nick. I said, Nick, man, you're killing me. We got to have a Friday-Saturday event. I said, I get it. Off year this year, you're fine. Do whatever you got to do. Can't change the brochures now. But next year is an election year. And if you want the Devil's Advocates broadcasting the greatest radio show ever across the state of Wisconsin, the DPW convention, I said some of our greatest shows ever have been from Radio Row on Friday night.
Oh, we were so fun.
On the air with Mike Tate when the federal judge, Barb Crabb, dropped the same-sex marriage ruling. I mean, Tate, then the Democratic Party chair, teared up. So did Halsey when we took him off campus and hotboxed the car with Brett Halsey in the backseat. He was running a distant second to Mary Burke for the gubernatorial nomination that year. But this year, Dom, and I know your wife has her birthday that Saturday. And it's a Saturday, so what are you going to do? You're going to go to your wife's party. I know the answer. But for the first time ever, Civic Media is going to have a hospitality room.
Ooh.
We're going to do it right. We're going to burn it down.
Congratulations, honey. We're moving the party to Green Bay for the DPW. You got free beer.
Free beer. Well, free to those in attendance at the hospitality. If you're going to the DPW convention, you got to party at the Civic Media. I'm telling you, if there ain't no party like a Civic Media party, you're going to miss Dom, but I'll be there. And bring your own food, because I missed the sign up for the food. So if you're partying late night with ours, the beer is free, but the food, you better bring a Big Mac from home or whatever.
They got a vending machine in the lobby.
Green Bay this year. And then I got to decide if I'm doing a double header, because the Republicans are the following weekend, and guess where they're at? La Crosse.
Oh, really?
They're going to our old alma mater city.
Is it also a weekend?
That is a weekend. And, Well, they do like a Friday, Saturday, Sunday event. They wrap it all up with a prayer breakfast, thoughts and prayers on Sunday morning. But they do a Friday night. It would be much easier to broadcast from the Republican convention. Media friendlier, which is all I care about. You know, we actually have audience on some Fridays, not usually Memorial Day Friday, which is why you'll get a rerun coming down the pike tomorrow. But let's get to the final caller. So, party at the Civic Media thing. I got the good party spot, I think. We'll see. You'll have to come to the convention to find out for sure.
DPW, what, June 10th?
June 10th. Saturday, June 10th. And June 11th, the Sunday. Because no one ever gets up with a smile on their face for the speeches on Sunday morning through the monstrous hangover. But, you know, that's how they do it now, Dom.
The rookies, he's got to stay up all night.
I told them, they've already voted on next year. I said, recount. Dynamo Dave, final thoughts, man. What's going on the grill this weekend?
Hey, Dave.
How's the charismatic Creedy and the debonair Dom doing?
We're like a minute to the weekend, dude. So we're doing pretty good.
Hey, man. Hey. Oh, yeah. Okay, cool. So, hey, wasn't there this John Lewis Voters' Rights Act that was introduced back in, I don't know, 2020 or something like that? Why can't Mr. Biden make that an executive order?
We can't even solve the debt crisis here, Dynamo Dave. I don't know about the restoration of voting rights, and obviously that's a very noble thought. You'd like to see a bipartisan effort, but it ain't going to happen. We'll be lucky if we don't default for the new lineup coming June 5th right here on Civic Media. Come back. Native Roots.
Hi, I'm Ryan Blaney, a third-generation race car driver, and we dedicate a lot of our time to going as fast as possible. My Grandpa Lou is the reason why my dad and I started racing, and I'm really proud to follow in his tracks. But when my grandpa was diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it was a very unexpected bump in the road for us. I've learned a lot on this journey with my Grandpa Lou, and the memories of my grandpa will always be with me. It's important to notice if older family members are acting differently, experiencing problems with their memory, or having trouble with routine tasks. Talking about Alzheimer's can be really tough. But if you notice something, have a conversation with your loved one. Encourage them to see a doctor or offer to go with them. Early detection of Alzheimer's can give your family time to explore support services, make a plan for the future, and access available treatments. The Alzheimer's Association provides care, support, and research to help you take control of the situation with your family and manage the disease together. If you or your family are noticing changes, it could be Alzheimer's. Talk about seeing a doctor together. Visit alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.